They didn't understand what God had spoken to Abraham, that he would make Abraham a blessing to all nations.
就他们不明白上帝指着亚伯拉罕说的那个应许，说我要让你成为万族的祝福，那个应许是什么意思。
So God was going to send his son to be a blessing for all nations.
因为上帝其实是把他的儿子让他生在亚伯拉罕的后裔里，让他的儿子成为万族的祝福，这是那个应许的意思。
So these people were hoping to take the world and rule the world by force.
因为他们当时的人能理解的，当时的犹太人能理解的，就认为那弥赛亚来一定要来推翻这个世界的统治，来统治，用那个权柄强力来统治这个世界，这就叫祝福。
But God tells us that it's not by might.
但上帝告诉我们说，他不是靠这种权柄和能力来做的。
But by my spirit, says the Lord.
但是是靠着我的灵来做的。
So it's the spirit of God that convicts the hearts of men that they're guilty before God.
因为是神的灵在我们心里来告诉我们，我们是一个罪人。
And it's the Spirit of God that points the sinners to Christ.
也是神的灵带着我们认罪的心，带着我们的灵去到耶稣面前接受这个救恩。
You see, God conquers our heart with love. He spoke to the whole world in the common language of love.
上帝是用爱来征服我们的心，他也在世界上有一个通用的语言，就是爱。
We love him because he first loved us.
我们爱他是因为他先爱了我们。
Okay, that's what I want to say.
Okay. Now let's read chapter 24.
然后我们来一起在
verses 1 to 12, I guess it is.
我们一起再读路加福音的24章1节到12节。我帮大家读一下。七日的头一日，黎明的时候，那些妇女带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前，看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。正在猜疑之间，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光，妇女们惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。当纪念他还在加利利的时候，怎样告诉你们说，人子必须被交在罪人的手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。他们就想起耶稣的话来，便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切的事告诉了十一个使徒和其余的人。那告诉使徒的就是抹大拉的玛利亚和约雅拿，并雅各的母亲玛利亚，还有与他们同在一处的妇女。他们这些话使徒以为是胡言，就不相信。彼得起来跑到坟墓前，低头往里看，见细麻布独在一处，就回去了，心里稀奇所成的事。
Very good. So now the resurrection morning.
那现在到了复活的那个早晨了。
So if we turn back to 1 Corinthians, chapter 15 and verses 3 and 4, we looked at that when we began this morning. I'd like to refer to that again for a moment.
我们今天一早提到有一段经文是哥林多前书15章3节和4节里面那两段。
Verse 3 again.For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures.
所以三节说呢，我当日所领受又传给你们的第一，就是基督照圣经所说的，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的，第三天复活了。
And then it says, from chapter, continues on, in verse 5, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12, after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as one abnormally born.
并且显给基法看，基法就是彼得，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，睡了的就是已经死了。以后显给耶稣看，再显给众使徒看，显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。
Okay, so now we see that the gospel takes place. It's first of all, Christ died for our sins. Secondly, he was buried. Thirdly, he rose again.
所以我们知道福音就这三个部分：第一，他死了，为我们的罪死了；第二，他埋葬了；第三，他复活了。
So that's the basis or the very gospel in a nutshell, we might say.
所以我们这个就是福音的那个内核，我们常常会这么讲。
We have a living Savior.
因为我们有一个活着的救主。
Muhammad is dead.
穆罕默德已经死了。
Nobody says that he came back to life.
因为没有人说他又复活了。
Buddha is dead.
佛祖也死了。
Alexander the Great is dead.
亚历山大大帝也死了。
All the great men, women, through the ages, they've all died.
所有历世历代的人，他们全都死了。
But the Lord Jesus is the first to be born from among the dead.
但是耶稣是唯一一个第一个从死里复活的人。
The tomb is empty. That's the truth of it.
所以坟墓是空的，这就是我们复活的证据。
The proof of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We'd like to look at that for a moment.
然后证据哈，来证明耶稣是从死里复活的证据，我们先看一下这些点。
First line of evidence is the scriptures themselves.
那首先这个证据呢是圣经他自己。
Notice what Paul says that he died for our sins according to the scriptures.
我们都知道保罗说他为我们的罪死了，按照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
And he was buried, and he on the third day raised again according to the scriptures.
然后呢，他埋葬了，第三天也是复活了，还是按照圣经所说。
The life and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ encompasses about over 300 Old Testament prophecies.
所以耶稣的死、埋葬、复活，他在旧约里面呢有超过300个预言是指向这么一个事件的。
And he himself, while he was living, a number of times told his disciples that he was going to go up to Jerusalem, that he was going to be rejected of the elders, that he was going to be crucified, but he had third day he'd rise again.
所以在他活着的时候呢，他反复跟他的门徒讲，他需要去耶路撒冷受难，然后呢他会复活。
So we have the Old Testament scriptures. Some of them were written a thousand years before the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约圣经里面呢，我们有一些记载呢，其实是在耶稣来之前一千年前就有的。
Some even further back.
所以有些甚至更早。
The book of Job, for example. We're not sure exactly when that was written, but probably around the time of Abraham.
我比如说约伯记，我们旧约的约伯记，我们不知道准确的写作的年代，应该是在亚伯拉罕那个族长的时代。
That's 4,000 years ago nearly.
那距今呢，基本上快有4000年了。
And Job had faith in the living God.
然后约伯对上帝有一颗特别大的信心。
And he said this.
那他这么说的。
I know my Redeemer lives.
他说我知道我的救赎主活着。
And someday he's going to stand on this very earth.
他说有一天他会在这个地上站着。
And he spoke of his own resurrection, that with his own eyes he'd be able to see him in a coming day.
然后他会用他自己的眼睛看见那个那一日那一天要来的那一天，他要复活。
In the Old Testament, God revealed Himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在旧约里面，上帝把他自己显现给亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各看。
These men lived and they died, but the God remained the same. He's the living God.
这些人呢？都活过，但也死了。但是上帝是不变的，因为他是永恒的，创造宇宙万物。
And not just a God who lives way out someplace vague, we don't understand who he is. He has actually come into our experience and revealed himself as a person.
所以不是一个远远在外面的，我们不敢去触碰、不敢去接触的上帝。他恰恰相反，他是来到我们里面，向我们启示，在我们当中向我们启示，他是一个怎样的神。
And of course.Those Old Testament prophets that wrote about the Lord Jesus, those over 300 predictions, 300 prophecies, they wrote at different times and different places.
然后旧约里讲到耶稣基督所有的事呢，有超过300个这种预言呢，都是在不同的地点、不同的时间、不同的方式写下来的。
So all those predictions, those over 300 predictions were true.They were fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus.
然后这三超过300个预言都最后在耶稣受难之后呢，都全部实现了，全部是应验了。
The scriptures themselves, the original scriptures where we get our the Bible from, has been proven to be extremely reliable everywhere it touches history or science.
然后呢，圣经本身。被证明是完完全全可靠的，因为他每一次讲到这个所有的预言，讲到这个历史呢，就完全是准确的，没有任何的偏差。
So we have the testimony of the Old Testament scriptures about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们这里就有从旧约的先知这来给出来的复活的第一个证据，就是他们已经预言到耶稣的复活，这事情已经应验了。
He lived, he died, he was buried, he rose again, all according to the scriptures.
因为他死了，他复埋葬了，他复活了，这些都是按照旧约圣经所讲的。
And not only that, the resurrection also has another line of proof.
然后呢，不单是这样，复活也有另外一个条件是可以证明的。
First-hand witnesses.
第一个呢，就是十个见证人啊，当时。
In a court of law, a first-hand witness is a very valuable.Evidence for the prosecution or for the defense.
按照当时律法呢，就是你有十个见证人，这是非常非常非常重要的一个证据。
Now, if you only have one witness,
如果你只有一个见证人呢
？That's good. That's one voice.
这是好的。但是这是一个声音。
When you have two witnesses,
你有两个见证人呢
？That's even better.
那是更好了。
If you have multiple witnesses that all say the same thing.
如果你有很多很多个见证人都说同样的事情呢
？You can establish it as a fact of history.
你就可以把它认为是历史上的真实。
How many of you have heard of Socrates, the great Greek philosopher, Socrates?
你们有多少人知道苏格拉底啊？就是最特别早的一个哲学家。
Anybody heard of Socrates?
有没有谁知道苏格拉底这个人
？One or two?
History.
Philosopher, the Greek philosopher Socrates,
特别著名的，很早很早以前对希腊的哲学家。
Now, how many you heard of Socrates? Socrates lived before Christ.
就苏格拉底是比耶稣生活的时间要早的。
After Isaiah, before Jesus.
是在圣经的什么年代？就是在以赛亚的后面，在耶稣的前面。
How many believe that Socrates lived?
有多少人相信苏格拉底是真实的一个人，活着的
？Yeah, we only have two witnesses.
但其实我们只有两个证人，说明他活过。
Plato.
第一个是柏拉图。
Plato. And Theocritus, a Greek historian.
Aristotle? No.
Theocritus. Don't worry about him, he's okay. He was just a witness that Socrates.
就跟柏拉图是一样，我估计是那个苏格拉底的学生。
He wrote about Socrates.
对，他写到了苏格拉底。
Yeah. So you only have two witnesses.
你只有两个见证人。
Look at this here now. I want to say some of these witnesses.
你这里写了有多少个见证人？
He appeared to Peter.
他显给彼得看。
What about Peter? Peter, to his dying day, when he was crucified upside down, his testimony was, I have seen the risen God, Lord Jesus Christ.
所以彼得的见证是什么呢？他是被倒钉十字架死的。所以当他被处死的时候，他说，我也见到耶稣是复活的。
If these disciples were making up the story, do you think they'd die for that?
如果你认为这些门徒们是编的这个故事，编的耶稣复活的故事，你觉得他们会为编的故事去 受死吗？
No one would die for something they knew to be a lie.
没有人会为他已经知道是个谎言的事情去付出生命。对。
Then to confirm Peter, there were 12 that all the 12 saw him.
然后呢，除了彼得，还有十二个使徒。看了，所有人都看见了。
Now, history records the fact that all of the disciples, with the one exception of John the Apostle, they all laid down their lives. They were martyrs for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那整个历史呢，就已经证明了，就是有记载，清楚的记载，除了十二个使徒里，除了使徒约翰，就写约翰福音的这个。剩下的十一个全部都是殉道死的。
Would they have given their lives, their entire lives, for something they knew to be a lie?
他们可不可能把他自己的生命，交在一个他已经确切知道是个谎言的事情上呢？
Or, some people think that maybe that they were so expecting Jesus to rise from the dead that it was like a dream type thing.
那有的人这么讲啊，他说他们太希望耶稣复活了，然后自己就像做梦一样，整天天天梦想着耶稣复活。
But as Brother Jesus pointed out, they weren't expecting him to rise from the dead. They didn't understand that.
但是呢，恰恰相反啊，在圣经里已经讲得很清楚，其实这些人根本没有预期耶稣要死里复活，他们甚至根本不懂。什么意思？
Their hopes were in a living Messiah, not a dead Savior.
他们都在盼望一个活着的救世主，把他们从殖民里面救出来，而不是盼望一个死了的弥赛亚，死里复活的弥赛亚。
And we'll see in a little while that they were completely thrown off guard, completely. They didn't even believe the women who had seen him after.
等会我们看见那个圣经，就会看见他们完全不知道发生了什么，他甚至不相信那些妇女所讲的话。
But before he appeared to the 12, he appeared to the group of women. They're not mentioned here, but there was a group of women that were mentioned. And Mary Magdalene by herself.
然后呢，在这之前有一群的妇女是跟随的，包括抹大拉的玛利亚也在里面。
And then here's an interesting, that up in Galilee, it says here in verse 6, that after that he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. Most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
然后这里还是在哥林多前说，我们就他这里说，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到今天还在，就当时写这本书的时候还在，其中也有已经睡了，就是在当时写这本书的时候已经过世了。
Now, psychiatrists and psychologists have examined that phrase 500 at once. They thought it might be mass hypnotism.Some people say that it's mass hypnotism or mass hallucination.
其实呢，有心理学家啊，曾经考究过这个事实。他说，他们就认为呢，这个一时显给500人看，这个有可能是一个这个公众的这个幻觉啊，就是误解，其实没有这回事，但是他们感觉好像有。
But it's been examined by psychiatrists and psychologists.That mass hypnotism does not take place. You can hypnotize one person, but you can't hypnotize any more than one to have the same trance.
对，但这里问题就来了，就是呢，一个幻觉这个事情呢，每个人的幻觉是不一样的。就是你可以有一个人有一个幻觉，比如说幻觉耶稣活了，所以心理学家到最后他是不没有办法去解释，就500个人有同样的幻觉，他是不可能的。
Now Paul is writing this letter to the Corinthians about 23 years after the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
然后保罗写这本哥林多前书的写这卷书的时候呢，耶稣已经死了23年了。
If there was any doubt in anyone's mind, he said that most of the 500 people were still alive at the time he was writing that letter.
所以呢，如果有人反对呢，其实也他这里写的说，那500个人里面的绝大部分呢，其实在他写这封信的时候都还活着，所以若是这样，那些人会反对的。
If you were living then and you wanted to discover for yourself, did Jesus really rise from the dead? You could have found hundreds of people who would tell you they had seen him with their very eyes.
所以呢，这里的风险是因为那些人都还活着，所以如果你读到这封信，你想知道耶稣是不是真的死里复活，你会怎么办？你把这500个人当中活的人，你找到，你一个个去问。
And so he appeared to others as well, James, and then again to all the apostles, and then last he appeared to Paul, the apostle.
然后第七节呢，他说以后也显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，到最后呢，也显给我，就是显给保罗看。
So, as we come now to the first day of the week, that we come back to the women.
然后我们再回到24章，然后七日的头一日，我们又回到这个妇女们的这个情景里。
Chapter 24, verse 1, the first day of the week, very early.
然后24章第一节，七日的头一日，黎明的时候。
The first day of the week, of course, is what we call Sunday now.
然后七日的第一日呢，我们就现在都知道是星期天。
And it's been a special day for the Christians ever since this day.
那从那个时候呢，那就对于基督徒来说，这就是最重要的一天了。
For the Jew, it was just the first day having to go back to work.
对于犹太人来说呢，这是第一天，一周的第一天回去工作。
But for the Christian, it meant the beginning of some new thing.
但对于基督徒来说呢，这是一个新的开始。
But of course, they didn't realize that early in the morning on that first day of the week.
当然，他们在那一个七日的头一日，他们不知道会发生什么。
Perhaps their tears were dried up somewhat, and they were resigned to the facts.But they took up their spices that they prepared and they went to the tomb.
也许呢，他们哭了一天哈，脸上的泪才刚刚干啊，但他们就带着这个香料就到坟墓前面去了。
And one of the things that concerned them was rolling away this huge stone from the front of the tomb.
但你要知道，有一件事情会让他们特别担心。就是他不知道怎么把那个巨大的挡在坟墓口的那个石头给挪开，因为他们是一些妇女。
In Mark chapter 14, or Mark chapter 15, rather.
这个担心呢，他们在马可。
Or verse 16, chapter 16, sorry.
马可福音16章呢，他们是详细的提到了。
Verse 2 is very early on the first day of the week.Just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the tomb for us?"
马可福音的十六章二节和三节哈，七日的第一日早晨，清早太阳出太阳的时候，他们就这些妇女来到坟墓那里，彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
In verse 3 of Mark 16, there they asked each other.The word there is like a continuous. They kept asking as they were walking along, how are we going to get this stone away?
所以十六章的三节，他是说彼此说，你可以想象他们这一直在这么讲，就是他们带着香料到坟墓的路上，他们就彼此问， 那个 木门那个石头怎么滚得开啊？这么大的石头，我们这些人怎么滚得开？
That seemed to be the biggest obstacle in their minds.
那这个呢，在他们的脑子里，这是一个非常大的障碍啊！他们不知道怎么进，不进去怎么高这个耶稣呢？
And but when they got there, what did they find?
当他们到了那里的时候，他发现什么了？
The stone was already rolled away.
就那个石头啊，已经滚开了。
And they entered the tomb then.But they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
然后我们回到这个路加的二十四章三节，他们说他们就进去，只是看不见耶稣的身体。
That was a big obstacle, the stone, wasn't it? Now, you might ask yourselves, why was the stone rolled away?
然后呢，你可能会问自己啊，这个石头挪开为什么？
To let the body of Jesus out?
No.
去让耶稣的身体能够走出来吗
？How do you know?
你怎么知道？不是。
Guess.
You guess. Come on. You know. You know. You know why?
Why? Because that woman easy to into the
group. To let the women in the tomb.
就让妇女们更容易就能嘛。
It's easier. Yeah. Move the stone to make the women easier to get in.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Well.What about the Lord Jesus coming out?
那耶稣怎么出来呢？
就是他是神，那个飞着
呢。She said, "He's God, so he can fly out."
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Now, and the reason we find that we find later on that.That the Lord Jesus actually, one of the proofs of his resurrection to Peter and to John, was that when he had wrapped the linen around the body, that when they looked in, they saw the linen strips just lying there, empty. It was a cocoon, like an empty cocoon.
所以，有一个很真实的证据就是。当时耶稣是完全被捆起来的，就是用那个布条。所以当那个彼得和约翰最后跑去坟墓来看的时候呢，那个布条全部还在那里，但人不见了。所以他就像一个茧一样，就像那个，你明白吗？就像那个破茧出来，那个蝴蝶走了，那个茧还在那里啊，对。所以他不是在绕开的，不是像我们这样人在把它绕开的，不是解开的，就出来了，
And John tells us, yeah, that's okay. She got a question.
No, 他是说就像那个茧一样的东西重出来了，可是那个壳还在那。
对 ，Yeah, 对对。Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just describe
the cocoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just describe the cocoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She got the point.
Yeah. And not only that, in John chapter 19.
不但这样啊，在约翰福音的十九章。
John 20, sorry.
John 20, 约翰福音二十章。啊。等一会儿。
Verse 6, when.Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen.
所以，约翰福音的二十章六节，对，西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。
So there, he saw the linen strips lying there, and then the cloth, like a turban, separately, it's wrapped around the head like a turban. That was taken off, and it was folded up, and placed in a certain place. The Lord Jesus had done that, rose from the dead, taken that strip.That was for his head covering, folded it up and put it in a place by itself. showing that it wasn't a robbers that had robbed his grave, or his disciples. As the Jews said, his disciples came and took his body out of the tomb.
所以他耶稣复活起来以后，他像茧一样的这个出来以后呢，他有个卷头裹头巾，就当时一就是埋他的时候有个裹头巾，所以他那裹头巾拿下来卷折好了放在边上，所以他两个是不在一处的，这两个东西不在一处，所以这证明呢，他不是一个被抢的或者被夺的，不进来外面把他不是外力来的，他是自己出来的，对，不是门徒来把他带出去的。
And then we read in verse 8 of John 20 that finally the other disciple, that's John who's writing the book, who had reached the tomb first, he also went inside, he saw and believed. What did he believe? He believed the body wasn't there. He didn't know about the resurrection. But he believed, because it says there in verse 9, they still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They were still, didn't know what to think. There was no body there. The strips of linen were there. The head covering was folded up and put in by itself. And they believed that. But they didn't understand the scriptures.
对，所以八节说，先到坟墓的那门徒，就是约翰福音的作者约翰啊。看见了也信了，也进去，看见就信了。他信什么呢？他是信耶稣真的不在了。这个整个场景就证明他的确不在了。但他不知道复活的意思，他完全不明白。因为第九节他说他们还不明白耶稣的意思，就是耶稣必要从圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
So we want to come back to the women.
然后我们回到妇女们那里。
It's interesting that the women play a very important part as witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
非常有意思的是，在耶稣的复活上面啊，妇女们占了一个极其重要的见证的地位。
They come to the tomb, they find the stone rolled away, and when they entered in, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. That's verse 3, back in Luke chapter 24.
然后路加的24章三节，他们就进去，但不见主的身体。
And then it says, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.
然后四节呢，正在猜疑之间呢，忽然有两个人站在旁边，衣服放光。
It was sudden, very suddenly, these two men appeared.
这是非常快的，非常突然的，这两个人就出现了。
These beings from outside the world.
因为这是从这个世界以外的世界出现的人。
They had arrived from heaven.
因为他们是从天上来的。
The women, of course, were extremely afraid.
然后这两个妇女就非常的，这几个妇女就非常害怕。
In verse 5, we read, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them,Why are you looking for the living among the dead?
所以妇女们就惊怕，将脸伏地。那两个人就对他们说呢，为什么在死人中找活人呢？
It was an obvious question, wasn't it?
这是一个非常明显的问题，是不是？
You see, they didn't know that the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. That hadn't entered into their minds yet.
因为他们不知道耶稣已经从死里复活了，所以这个概念在他们脑子里一点都没有。
And these men continue on. He says, "He's not here. He's risen."
所以这个人就接着说，他不在这里，已经复活了。
Then he reminds them of the Lord's statement a number of times where he stated that he would be killed and rise again.
然后他们就提了耶稣还活着的时候。一直讲的一个预言一句话。
And these men or angels, they say to the women, "Don't you remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee?"
然后这些人就跟这些妇女们说，你们还不记得他在加利利的时候是怎么样告诉你们的吗？
The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.
人子必须要交在罪人手里，钉在十字架上，第三日复活。
And so you go back to Luke chapter 9:22, for example. There we have it, Luke 9:22.
那说这个话呢，我们先找一下路加的九章，二十二节，耶稣在当时就讲过这个话，就在路加的一个记载上。
And we read there almost exactly what he is saying. The Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life.
所以路加福音九章二十二节几乎讲的这个就是跟二十四章讲的那个内容是一样的。耶稣在那个时候就又说人子就是耶稣必须受许多的苦，被长老祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，第三日复活。
Verse 20, that was verse 22.
Then verse 44. 然后呢44节。同样一章44节。Yeah, shall I read?
Yeah.
9章的44节。耶稣又说你们要把这些话存在耳中，因为人子将要被交在人手里。
And then, chapter 18.
然后呢十八章
and verse 31.
十八章的三十一节。十八章三十一节。路加福音十八章三十一节。耶稣带着十二个门徒对他们说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，先知所写的一切事都要成就在人子身上。And
33.
他将要被交给外邦人，他们要戏弄他，凌辱他，吐唾沫在他脸上，并要鞭打他，杀害他，第三日他要复活。
So these two men in shining clothes remind the women of what the Lord had said.
这两个衣服放光的人呢，就开始提醒那些妇女们，耶稣已经讲过的事。
Now, we just stop for a minute about and think about this.
然后我们先停一停，我们先想一想这个事情。
Why didn't they understand what he said?
为什么他们不能理解他所说的事情呢？
He wasn't speaking Mandarin to them, was he?
他并不是在跟他们说中文，他怎么听不懂呢？
Or Mississippian English.
或者说的密西西比英语，有口音的。
He was speaking...Their exact language, their same dialect.
他们说的是同样的方言，他们都能家乡话都能听得懂的。
He didn't use words that they had to look up in a dictionary.
他们并不是用了一些他们要在字典里才查得到听得懂的话。
Why didn't they understand his plain words?
为什么他们不能理解这个天使讲的如此简单的话呢？
第一，没有新约；第二，没有圣灵。
Number one, no New Testament. Number two, no Holy Spirit.
他们只相信自己所见的。
Very true.
是这样的。
Number three. Number three, they had preconceived ideas.
第三，他们有一些固定的、先入为主的想法。
You know, our prejudices.
就是我们的一些偏见。
You know, maybe our education, maybe our learning and understanding.
也许跟我们的教育、跟我们自己的学习、跟我们的理解，有很大的关系。总之，有些固有的东西在里面。
Sometimes new ideas take some time to come through.
有的时候，一个新的主意啊，新的概念，要需要一点时间。才能让我们真的明白和接受进来。
It wasn't like unbelief.
这个不是说不信啊。
Where the religious leaders who rejected Jesus, they didn't want him.
就像那些宗教领袖，他拒绝耶稣的时候，他们是真的不要啊，他们是要他们要的东西的，不要基督。
It wasn't unbelief. It was not understanding, just because of preconceived ideas in their mind.
他们不是不要，他只是不懂，不明白，因为他们有些固有的东西太深了，所以不能明白。
That's why little children are, find it very easy to receive the gospel very quickly.
这就是为什么小孩子啊，他们对他们来说呢，接受福音要比我们容易得多。
The older you get, it seems the harder it is to receive something new, a new idea.
我们年纪越大呢，对人来说呢，越难接受一个新的概念。
But here are these women were guilty of that in a sense, yeah.
所以这些的妇女呢，他们甚至为这些是有一些内疚的，对。
Number one, no New Testament.
第一，没有新约。
No new, no. Number two, no Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵。
And number three, they were stopped by their own preconceived ideas.
第三，他们被自己的固有的观念给绊住了，捆住了。
Now we have the New Testament.
现在我们有新约了。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵了。
The only thing that's stopping you now is preconceived ideas.
但我们第三个还在，固有的东西还在。
Thank you very much, teacher.
See, even though Jesus was teaching them that he would rise again from among the dead, but people weren't expecting that.
对，所以你会看见，即使耶稣在受难之前反复讲了几遍他要做、他要遭受的事呢，但是那些人他不期望这个事情发生，所以他就根本不走脑子。
All that were following him were not accepting that, and all the other people, the religious people, they were not expecting that. So that's when you have something already in your head, you don't expect that to happen. You think it's going to happen like the way you're thinking it's going to happen.
所以我们当我们已经有一个我们期待的那个方向呢，所以呢，对于其他的那个可能性呢，其实我们是根本不去想的。因为我们想的就是那个我认为要发生的那个结果去发生。
Now if you go back to Matthew chapter 27,
马太，我们看一下马太的27章。
You see, the religious people heard him saying that he would rise again from among the dead. And so they put guards in front of his tomb to make sure that his disciples won't steal the body and tell a lie that he's been raised from the dead.
所以当时的宗教领袖他们是怎么样来把这个事盖过去的呢？就是说是这些门徒们来把这个尸体抢去藏起来了，所以他宗教领袖给那些看守的兵丁银钱，给他们一些钱让他们撒这个谎。
So the governor told them, if you're afraid that his body might be stolen away, then secure it and put the soldiers there that his disciples won't come and steal the body away.
所以呢，当时他们为了确保那个门徒们不来抢这个尸体呢，他们派了好些的兵丁啊，就站在那个坟墓外面去看着那个墓。
Maybe you can read that in Matthew chapter 27,
verse
from 62 on till the end of the chapter.
Okay. 马太福音的27章62节开始啊，62节直到最后，我帮大家读一下。次日就是预备日的第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多，说：“大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候，曾说三日后我要复活，因此请吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日。恐怕他的门徒来把他偷了去，就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了。”这样那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。比拉多说，你们有看守的兵，即去吧，尽你们所能的把守妥当。他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。
They put a seal on the door. You know, if a seal is broken, you know that somebody has tampered with it. But if the seal is together, it's not been broken, you know that somebody hasn't gone in there and tampered with it.
所以他们封就是他们放了封条。所以封条的意思就是，如果你这个封条破了，就说明有人进去了。那封条是完整的，说明这个就没动过。
But the stone door was so heavy that it would take an army of people to move that stone.
但是呢， 这个石头啊，就比封条要更厉害。石头如此的重啊，那得一群男人去推才推得动啊。
So they could not move that stone. The ladies came there. They could not move that stone.
嗯，所以那些妇女们来，她其实是不可能推得动那个石头的。
And we read in another portion that when these guards saw the angels, they stood there as if they were dead. They were so afraid of the angels.
所以在马太往下二十八章里，你们就看见，当这些兵丁看见那个天使的时候。他们吓得要死，吓得就快像死了一样，甚至和死人一样。
If that door hadn't been taken away from the tomb, people would still think that the body is inside the tomb.
所以，如果这个门呢、啊、没有被挪开，人们都还会认为这个尸体还在里面。
They opened the door to let the guards in, the Pharisees, the religious people could go in there. Anybody could go in there and see that.There was nobody there.
所以，上帝派天使把这个挪开呢，其实就是告诉一切的人，你只要想进去看，都可以进去看，里面没有耶稣的身体了，这个空坟墓。
You know, when people see the truth in front of them, sometimes they still don't believe.
你要知道，当人有的时候即使看见那个真实的时候，他都不一定相信。
These people could see that a miracle had taken place with the stone being rolled away.
因为这些人其实已经看见了有一个神迹，至少一个神迹发生了，这个石头被挪开了。
Yet their hearts were so evil, they paid the guards that were there to tell people that his disciples came and stole the body.
但是他们的心如此的败坏，就那些法利赛人那时候的宗教领袖，他们就付这个兵丁银钱去撒谎。说这是耶稣的门徒来的。
And the nation of Israel, even to this day, they believe that the body of Jesus was stolen away, that he was an impostor.
所以这就是今天所有的犹太人不信基督的犹太人依然相信这个版本的说法，就是呢，耶稣死了，但是他的门徒来把他的尸体偷走了。
But who can be better witnesses than those that have seen with their own eyes?
谁能有比这更好的这个见证呢？除了在当时那些用自己的眼睛看见这个事实的那些人。
They see it, they believe it, with all their heart, they tell people about it.
他们看见了，他们相信了，他们用他们的心来告诉一切他们身边的人这个事实。
So let's go to Acts chapter 1.
我们看一下《使徒行传》的一章，往后翻。
We'll just read 7 and 8.
七节和八节。
Could you read those two?
Yeah. Acts chapter 1. Chapter 1. 但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上身，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
He said, you will be my witnesses because you have seen with your very eyes all his disciples, all these ladies that were there, they saw with their very eyes what was taking place there.
因为他们是很好的见证人，因为他们在用自己的眼睛，那些所有的门徒、那些妇女都亲眼看见了这件事。
Because they saw everything happening with their own eyes, they can go with 100% of their heart and tell people about it. But if a person doesn't see, he's only half heart. He tries to tell somebody, they won't believe it.
所以，只有他亲眼看见、亲身见证，他跟别人讲的时候，他才是全心讲出来的。否则的话，他是做不到跟别人讲这件事情的时候，是从心里去传讲这个话。
You know, the Lord tells us that blessed are those that haven't seen. You know, we receive the truth by faith. We didn't see him rise from the dead. We didn't see him walking. We didn't see him performing miracles. But we believe the witnesses. We believe the word of God.
所以耶稣在 圣经里说，他说那些没有看见就相信的有福了。他说因为我们这些人，我们没有看见耶稣的神迹，我们没有看见他从死里复活，但是我们相信在当时所有的见证人，所以我们这些后面的人都是没有看见。
That's where faith comes in.
这就是我们的信心的意思。
Believing something that we haven't seen. We can't see God, but everybody believes there is a God. We don't see the wind, but we feel the wind with our skin when it blows, but we can't see it.
对，所以 这就是信心的意思。我们没有肉眼看见，但是我们相信。就像我们没有看见风，但我们知道有风，是一个意思。
So the Lord says, blessed are those that believe that have not seen. These people saw, and there were witnesses, and all the account is written down in the Bible of what took place.
所以所有这些人都是见证人，他们也把一切的见证写在了圣经上，这就是我们很好的证据。
And it's our responsibility. Do we believe the word of God, the actual accounts of the eyewitnesses, or do we not?
但是我们自己的责任，我们是相不相信这圣经所说的一切话，以及他们当时写的一切的见证，还是相信还是不相信。
Now the Holy Spirit, as Nicole was saying, at this time the Holy Spirit wasn't given to man, but now the Holy Spirit is given to man.
而且今天呢，圣灵是的确给每一个人的，相信他的人。那在那个时代耶稣还没有升天的时候，圣灵的确没有降下来，但是今天在耶稣升天以后，圣灵都是降下来。
Not only to believe the impossible, because it's hard to believe the impossible, but God has given his Holy Spirit that we can believe and we can have faith. Before that, these people had no faith. They didn't have faith that he would rise from among the dead. God has given us a faith to believe.
所以因着圣灵，我们才有信心。这个信心就是当你没有看见的时候，你就相信。所以这些人呢，即使他当时看见了，他也不知道，不明白啊。所以圣灵会带着我们，有从他来的信心。
Now you can see the truth has gone out all four corners of the earth.The truth is everywhere in the world now.
所以你会看见今天神的真理哈，基督的真理哈，是从耶路撒冷已经传到了地极，传到了世界的四方啊。
And people have a choice; they can believe or they don't have to believe.
所以人们有一个选择了，现在他相信还是不相信。
Well, our time is almost gone. I might make one point here.
我们时间差不多了，我们现在可以再多讲一个点。
And that is that the story really centers around these women, doesn't it?
所以这个故事啊，它的主人公啊，就是在这个时间段里面，就是这些妇女。
We read about them how they prepared the spices.
我们都读到他们怎么样准备香料。
And they went early in the morning.
他们一早起来。
The communication of those heavenly men.
然后他们在和这个天使们有一些交流。
And their communication, but there's something very important here. I think we need to look at.
然后还有一些很重要的事啊，我们想这边需要看一下。
These women would be the first witnesses of the resurrection.
然后这些人呢，会是第一批见证神复活的那批人。
If you go to Matthew chapter 28,
如果我们看马太的27章。28章，不好意思。
And verse 8.
28章的八节。
We break into the story where we have it from Luke, but after the men had talked to them, it says, So the women hurried away, verse 8, from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, ran to tell his disciples, and suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
马太的28章8节，妇女们就急忙跑开，急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。 忽然耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安，他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
Now, the disciples had actually seen, but when they go back to the men don't believe the women. They thought they were seeing things. And the more the women, oh sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, 所以这个这些门徒们其实当妇女们回去告诉他们的时候，他们不信，他们要自己去看。
And verse, if you go back to Luke, it says that the men thought that was nonsense.
嗯，对，所以你会看到路加的24章11节，他们妇女们这些话，使徒以为是胡言。
Why then would God use women to be the first witnesses in Israel at that time? Women were not considered competent to be a witness in a law case.
所以大家可以想一想，为什么上帝用妇女做第一批的见证人？而且在当时的犹太人的律法里面，妇女的见证是不被接受的，在当时。
And that was a prejudice, a male prejudice.
当然这是因为在当时因为男人的这个偏见所导致的这么一个结果哈。对。
One thing that among many things that God has put right wherever the gospel is preached, women have always been raised up to a place of honor.
所以呢常常我们在圣经里看见，当神的福音在被传的时候呢，总是妇女们被抬到一个非常尊贵的位置，因为她们信得快。
And complete equality.
而且是非常有质量的。
Now in our modern society, feminism has taken it to a part where it's no longer representing God's purposes.
但是呢，今天这个女权主义却已经抬到了一个位置，其实并不是上帝他所要的本意哈，并这个女权主义已经偏离了神的道。
Men and women are equal before God.
因为在神面前的男人和女人他是平等的。
But they play different roles in the plan of God.
但是呢，他在神的计划里面呢，他有不同的地位，不同的角色。
And I think the Lord had two reasons why He chose women to be the first witnesses of the resurrection.
我想上帝主有两个原因啊，为什么他选妇女是第一批的见证。
The first thing would be to demonstrate, of course, that equality.
第一呢，是证明在神面前的平等。
To turn upside down the prejudice there that was in the nation.
去把当时犹太人的那个偏见呢，从颠倒过来。
So that if you want to believe my record, you have to believe these women.
如果你想相信我的这个记录，你就得相信这些妇女的话。
And the second thing I think that he used the women is because their devotion to him.
第二个他能原因呢，就是这些妇女她真的有对神的那个爱。
He rewarded their love and their sacrifice for him.
然后呢，这是上帝给到这些妇女们的爱的一个回报。
So that's just, it was centered really on the women, didn't it? This little thing today.
所以这个段落其实这些主角们都是妇女，对不对？
You know, it's really something like we read in the Garden of Eden that it was the woman that actually first took the disobedience. She disobeyed God, and then her husband, she also asked him to do the same, to take of the apple and eat the fruit of the forbidden fruit. But, you know, God forgave both of them. It's not that, okay, maybe society might, you know, later on, next generation, two generations after Adam, maybe they blame the woman for what happened to the race of mankind. Maybe they put her down and she wasn't of equal quality to the standard to the man.
How can he?
所以我如果我们回到关于妇女，我们回到那个伊甸园里啊，你们知道这个最初其实是夏娃先吃的，对上个树的果子，然后 你们可以想象的，在亚当之后的几代人里面呢，他一定会有这么，在家族里一定会有这么样的一个指责了，就是因为是夏娃先吃的，然后导致整个人的堕落了，然后你们可以想象会有这么一个背景，然后会给女性一些压力。
But you know, to God, they're both the same.
但是对上帝来说都是一样的，因为上帝在那一刻呢原谅了亚当，也原谅了夏娃。
These women here were very sensitive and very delicate and loving and caring towards the Lord.
所有这些在这里面讲到这些妇女，她们非常的心非常的柔软，非常有爱，她们非常愿意把自己的爱给到耶稣基督。
And in the Lord's heart, He found that they were deserving of the fact that they should be mentioned as the first ones who saw the Lord after.
然后在耶稣的心里呢，他们这些妇女们是配得，有这样的荣耀，第一批做神复活的见证。
Well, the Lord is risen indeed. He's arisen. Now, one last line of evidence.
最后一个见证证据哈。
We talked about the Old Testament scriptures that Jesus rose again according to the scriptures.
我们讲到了旧约，他从死里复活的这个证据哈。
Talk about the ancient witnesses that actually saw him and the record of the scriptures that we have here.
然后我们也看见了一些真人的见证哈，在这个圣经里讲到。
What's the other line?
那还有呢？
You're number two. What is that?
I don't know.
Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit. Christ is living in the hearts of everyone who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. He's united to God because of the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
所以还有一个证据就是现在是圣灵降下来的时刻，就每一个信靠他的人呢，他都有一个圣灵在他里面。所以他是和基督是连在一起的，所以他能够有很多外显的东西能显
现。You can receive him today by faith.
你今天也能够借着信心把基督接进来。
In heaven there will be no male and female. Okay, we will be all one.
在天堂是没有性别的，我们都是一样的。
We will be like the angels.
我们就像天使一样。
Maybe we'll pray.
Pray for Eve. Yeah. 我们一起来做个祷告，我们可能为Eve姊妹跟那个Lydia 做个祷告，因为他们要回国了，下周。好，我们一起来祷告。哈利路亚，亲爱的父，我们谢谢你，赐给我们如此宝贵的。